A mitzvah bo yosem yishlucho, and we're going to tie it into the yontif of Sukkos, which is coming up. So let's see the following. Pasuk says in Parshas Re'eh, Chag haSukkos tasa lecha shivas yomim, v'aspucha migornecha mikvecha. Good, you like that pasuk? It's a good pasuk. Now, I have another pasuk for you. Okay? In Parshas Emor, page 2. Vasukos teshu shivas yomim, kol ezrach b'Yisrael yeshu vasukos. So I have two pasukim for you. I have a pasuk in Re'eh, chag haSukkos tasa lecha shivas yomim, v'aspucha migornecha mikvecha. In Parshas Emor, it says, Vasukos teshu shivas yomim kol ezrach b'Yisrael yeshu vasukos. Question. What is the necessity of these two psukim? Aren't these two psukim telling me the same thing? That I'm mitzvah to observe sukkos for 7 days? What is the necessity of having these two psukim? Chag haSukkos tasa lecha. And Basukos Teshu Shivas Yom. Good? Innocent question. So take a look. In the Shultz, from page 6. Who wrote the Shultz? Rav Achai Gaon, one of the Gaonim, and this was the first sefer to be written after the Chasimus HaTalmud. So this sefer really goes back. Right? Imagine that, the first sefer to be written after the Shas is the Shultz to Rav Achai Gaon, and it's on the Parsha Shavua. It's halacha and related to the Parsha, and the Netziv wrote a parish called Hamek She'ela, which is the Netziv's parish on the Shultz. So says the Shultz, Shilta, the Mechayvin the Beis Yisrael Lemevad Mitalalta Umesav Bo Shivas Yomim Tichtziv Chag HaSukkos Tasa Lecha Shivas Yomim. So what is the Netziv writing here? The Netziv writes, the Mechayvin on page 6. Again, let's just review what we just said. We have two Pesukim. We have a Pesuk in Parshas Re'eh on page 1 that says, Chag haSukkos tasa lecha shivas yomim. And then we have a pasuk in Parshas Emor that says Basukos Teshvu Shivas Yomim. And the question is, what is the necessity of these two psukim? So the Shiltos, which is the first sefer written after the Chasimus HaTalmud, says the Mechayvin the Beis Yisrael Lemevad Mitalalta. What does that mean? The Mechayvin the Beis Yisrael Lemevad Mitalalta. Did you translate that line? The Mechayvin Beis Yisrael Lemevad Mitalalta. Right. In other words, what Eli's saying is that the translation is Mechayvin Beis Yisrael, meaning Klal Yisrael as a Chiyav, Lemevad Mitalalta. Lemevad means to make. Mitalalta is a sukkah. To make a sukkah. Umesevba. And to sit in that sukkah. Shiva Yomi. Tchsiv Chag haSukkos Tasa Lecha and Shivas Yomim. Shivas Yomim, and then Tchsiv Vasukos Teshu Shivas Yomim. Now, let me ask you a question. Is the Shultz telling us a Chiddush? The Shultz says, Mechayvin Beis Yisrael Lemeba Mitalal. Then we meet them. If someone would ask you, is there a mitzvah to make a sukkah? Or is this just a sitting sukkah? What would you say?
means you should observe the holiday of Sukkot in which season? In the season of Oskapam Yigarnacham Bikbem, in the season of that people are gathering, the farmers are gathering in the produce. However, Chazal and Rashi quotes from page 1, Tupshah, the words that mean Oskapam Yigarnacham Bikbem. One is the Pasher Pshah, and what is the way Chazal understood? The Pashat Pshat for Oskapam is Man Ha'oshim. So as much as you observe the holiday of Sukkot, should it be the summer, should it be here, it's Man Ha'oshim. It's Man Ha'oshim. It's the bite of Heir Tachak. Time of the year that you're gathering in the fruit. So Chazal, in Gemara Sukkah, that you say, tells us the Chiddush that is not only referring to the time of the year, but it's referring to the materials that are suited to use the schach. That to use the schach, you have to use the solar, so that you can't use a food item, which is a kabel tuk. You have to use the chair, which is not a kabel tuk. The solar of the Doran and of the Yet. So you can't use the bread. You can use the bread. Bread is a open kabel tuk. No good. But the shell, or the shell of the wheat, of the current, that's what you have to use. So the osbachom yigarnachom yivecha, the pshuto shel mikra means that's the time of the year when you celebrate. Chazal learned that that's the materials that you use when you're making the sukkah. Those are the materials to stop. Meaning it has to be something that's not mekabel tumah. It has to be something that grows. What are the three things for stock? It has to grow from the ground, like these things, but it can't be mekabel tumah. You can't use a fruit, it's not mekabel tumah. You have to use something that's not the fruit, of solus. Solus. And it can't be mekabel tumah. Right, those are the three things. It has to be grow from the ground, but it can't be Cooper and it can't be Kabbalah. Oh. So comes the Nazir and says that perhaps what the Shiltas is telling is, what does the Shiltas say? The Shiltas is saying that the Chayv in the base of the Meba Mithal Alta to make a sukkah, number one, or make a bun to sit in it, number two. So we're going to see shortly that what the Shultz is saying, according to the Tzid, is there are two mitzvahs when it comes to sukkah. It's the mitzvah of building a sukkah and the mitzvah of sitting. And that it's learned out from the two sukkahs. Because Chaya Sukkah's Tazalakov is the building of the sukkah. I don't even know what it says, Tazal. But even further, which is the different testimony about it, that also from the Gorma will be better of the ingredients to make it. So that was the building of the system, the puzzle of kind of the puzzle of what the Gorma will be better. Other parts of the puzzle of the supposed patient, she was yelling, that's the puzzle of my wife, actually sitting in the sukkah during the hour. But this is the Kiddush. So it comes out that these are two separate mitzvahs. Well, let's see in a minute. Look in the Nitziv. The Mechayzin Beis Yisrael Lemevad Metalalta Umesavba Shiva Yomim Dechsiv Chakasukos Tasa Lechor Aperish Lemevad Metalalta Hainu Yeshiva. At first glance, I would think
that there's only a mitzvah of yeshiva, so maybe metalalta, even though literally it means to build it, but maybe it just is another way of saying yeshiva. Maybe, in other words, maybe there's no mitzvah of tasa, but maybe he just used the word meba mitalalta because the pasuk says tasa. I mean, there's a first glance that the sif says maybe there are no two mitzvahs. Maybe it's just one mitzvah of sitting in a sukkah, and then the sif said it in two different forms since the Torah says it in two different forms. Hachi loshan mishnah nedarim, chanim sukkah shani osa, lulav shani notel. But then the second arrow, the end, the last three lines, Amakoshali Lefaresh Mashmos Loshen Rabbeinu Hachi. But it's hard to say that that's what the Nesiv really means. That Membad is just a way of saying sitting in the Sukkah. Because Membad literally means to make. And he brings two Psukim. Chagas Sukkos Tasa, Basukkos Teshu. Vishma Kosta Lokoshal Midi, Hagasiv Tasa Shere Osi Ludrash of Loman Osu. Those. Aval Rabbeinu Lamai Hevi Mitzvah Sasiya Sukkah with Nasa Yeshiva with Nasa. Ela Nira Lilmold Miloshan Rabbeinu. So the Nitziv wants to say from the Loshan of the Nitziv that says that there's Mitzvah Lameva Mitalalta Lumesaba that they're two separate mitzvahs. The Aval Gav the Eager Mitzvah Sukkah Hu Yeshiva. So the Tziv says like this. But what do you mean that I know there's a mitzvah to sit in the sukkah, but who said there's a mitzvah to make a sukkah? So the Tziv says, l'chor, making the sukkah is just a hachana for the sukkah. But apparently, whether you call it a mitzvah or not, the Torah is saying that there's something special about making the sukkah. Because there are a lot of hachanas to mitzvahs. For example, how am I going to get dal meat? I have to buy it. How am I going to get tefillin? I have to get it. How am I going to buy a mezuzah? The Torah doesn't speak about buying a mezuzah. Torah doesn't speak about buying in Dalamini. It only speaks about taking. So why does the Torah have a special process of making the sukkah? Of course. Torah should just say it's in the sukkah, and of course, I'll know. If I have a mitzvah to sit in the sukkah, I have to get one of the sukkah. You can get somebody else's fill it also. You can, right? So why over here, the sukkah has to be built. Well, why does the Torah speak about the preliminary stage, and it doesn't speak about the preliminary stage by just having all the mitzvahs? So says in the Tziv, this is the soul of what he calls a hechsher mitzvah haksuba b'tomah. Whereas a lot of times the hechsher mitzvah, I go to the store to buy dal minim, that's a hechsher mitzvah. That's not the mitzvah itself, it's a hechsher mitzvah. But it's not suba b'torah. The Torah never speaks about buying the dal minim. Here, you have what? A hechsher mitzvah of suba b'torah. And apparently, says the Tziv, that in fact, that the hechsher mitzvah is suba b'torah, apparently, that gives it a special status. And we'll see what that status is. So it's almost like a mitzvah status. Even though it's really not the mitzvah, right? But it gives it some added status. Hashem mitzvah, suva b'torah. There was a mitzvah itself to be shivas, but here we have a special pasuk to tell us about the preliminary stage, and that's what speaks about tasa, making the suva, and tells you the ingredients that you make. The also of the goren of the becha, solus of the goren of the end. So we have to understand what is this idea.
Why can't we consider the pasuk? The reason it's spelling it out as opposed to other makshir and mitzvah, it's spelling it out here because it's the second part of the pasuk. Because of the ganacha or whatever the pasuk says. So that is spelled out either we learn that you have to do it in this time or you have to make it from that.
Okay. But the thing, saying a beautiful thing. He's saying,
what are you saying? You're saying too much.
Tomorrow, you always have to look at the pasuk. So let's look at the pasuk in Shoftim, page 3. Pasuk says, this is the pasuk of Yer Miklat, right? The Yer Miklat, what's the din? Somebody kills someone b'shogeg, so he runs away to the Yer Miklat. The pasuk says, "Kasher yavo esreu bayar lachtov etzim." A person came into the forest to chop a tree, right? V'nidcha yado bagaz in lichros ha'etz, and he was cutting the tree. V'noshal habarzel m'neitz. And accidentally, while he was cutting the tree, the metal blade of the hatchet detached itself from the handle and went flying and hit somebody and killed him. The Noshal Abarzel Menaitz, Umotza Esreyeyu, it met up with somebody, Umais, and killed him. So obviously, this is the Shogeg, you meant to chop the tree. And as a result, the blade got loose. And it flung and into somebody, killed him. So the din is you have to run to the Yer Miklat. That's the pasuk. So says the Gemara in Makis on page 5. First, let's see the Mishnah. Abba Shol, you see where it says Abba Shol in the Mishnah? Mahatovas Eitzim Rishus of Kol Rishus. Whereas the whole scenario of killing somebody b'shogeg, the whole scenario of killing somebody b'shogeg is only said in the scenario that the Torah gave. What was the scenario that the Torah gave? Someone was going into the forest to chop tree. Is there any mitzvah involved in chopping a tree? No. Probably he wanted to make a barbecue, he wanted to make a bonfire, whatever. No mitzvah involved. So the Gemara, the Mishnah says that in order for you to have a din of a chiyuv to go to Yer Miklat, it's only similar to the case in the Torah where you were doing a voluntary action. But if you weren't doing a voluntary action, you were doing a mitzvah, say, and as a result, somebody got killed, and he wouldn't go to Yer Miklat.
Because it has to be similar to the scenario in the Torah.
So what example does the Mishnah give?
The Mishnah says, Yotze ha'av ha'makeh es b'no. Their father wants to discipline his son. So he has to discipline him. So give him a patch.
Discipline.
To say accidentally he gave him a patch, but it was a little too hard, so he killed him. So then the halacha is Yotze ha'av ha'makeh. Because then he was involved in this. Right? Or Harav Harode Tamid, or the Rebbe, who was not like a second thick. And he his following, the mitzvah, right? And then accidentally killed him. Doesn't have to go to us. Usually it says, or say, for example, somebody subpoenaed to come to the benefit. And the guy doesn't want to come, so they send the shliach bezdin to encourage him physically to come. And as a result, bezdin was giving him malchus, and he's supposed to make sure that he doesn't die from the malchus, and by mistake, he did die. So all those cases, involvement with a mitzvah. So, in which it says, this is the passage of the Torah, it's talking about Sam, tapping trees, matter voluntarily, not an instrument. So we learn it from there, that the only part of Chiyah, call us Chiyah, go to the Amiklah, is if you do something that was, that was a voluntary. Who says that it's talking about the pasuk in Chumash is talking about a case of voluntarily cutting trees? Maybe he was cutting trees for his sukkah, or cutting trees for the wood on the mizbeach. And if that would be the case, then we wouldn't be able to learn it out that a mitzvah exempts. Because maybe the Torah was talking about even the mitzvah case. Who says? The Torah was talking about chopping trees. But who says that? So we said it was talking about voluntary. Who says? Maybe not. Maybe it's also talking about chopping trees for yourself, or chopping trees for the mitzvah, for the Maharaja. Still, the Torah says you get false. But people have it back on the So he says, "How will I gain the mitzvah chotu? La mitzvah asher nami lachos." He says because there's no such mitzvah of chopping trees for the mizbeach. Because same trees were already chopped, so you don't have to chop trees. There's no mitzvah of chopping trees. It's never a mitzvah to chop trees. There's a mitzvah for me to put on a till. I have to do this action. But there's no mitzvah of chopping the trees. Haraya, if I come to the forest and the trees would already be chopped, like it's a statement. So, the shot is, maybe you're not going to have me. That's why you were doing it, for the sukkah, for the barak. But that's not a mitzvah. That's not a mitzvah. Even if you do it for a mitzvah, it's not a mitzvah chop tree. It's only a mitzvah if you have to do this thing. But here, when you saw the sheep of chop for Maddie, you wouldn't have to chop. So therefore, even when you are chopping, it's not a mitzvah. Chopping trees is never a mitzvah. Even if you're chopping or maybe he's chopping for a mitzvah, so that's a mitzvah. So you see that even when you're doing a mitzvah? The answer is chopping is never a mitzvah. Even if you're chopping for a mitzvah, that's not a mitzvah. A riot, if it would have been chopped, you could just take it. So that shows that there's nothing inherent in that, in the chopping. So therefore, we're able to learn out that the in the Chumash is it's not of it. The scenario in the Chumash is not of it. Correct? And therefore, we can learn out that when you are doing the mitzvah, like hitting your kid, or hitting your Talmud, that which is a mitzvah, then...
I remember years ago when they had the Hatzotah Sefer Torah for Rav David Lipschitz. So Rav Nachman Kamenetsky, his son-in-law, spoke. And the author of Making of a God. So he said that from his father, from Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, that all these Gemaras that say that the Rebbe is supposed to be strict with the Talmidim and make them fear him and things like that doesn't apply to Rabbi. Because Rabbi has an open society, and then they'll be like that, they'll just go someplace else. So there's nothing keeping them in the Torah if that's the way the Rebbe is going to be. So therefore, he thought it only applied when it's going to be. But for sure, that will ascertain, that will prove himself. But here, he's going to get smacked by whoever, and he'll just leave. You know, he'll just go someplace else. So that's, so he thought that the whole notion doesn't apply to Israel. Okay, just say, advertising, or the old one.
I don't understand the proof of the Gemara here. That there, just because you can still do the mitzvah, so maybe there are different levels of doing the mitzvah, right? Maybe it's better. Maybe it's still a mitzvah. It's just better. It's just not as.
So it's like fact that it's not something you have to do because you can have the scenario. See, filling you have to do. Moving you have to do. Shofar you have to do. So that's a mitzvah. But something that it's just I need to get this result. I don't necessarily have to do it. So even when I'm doing it, it's not really doing a mitzvah. Because if it would have been cut already, you don't have to cut. There's no mitzvah that you have to cut for the
sukkah. Well, on the flip side, the Torah is not going to say, oh, you can't really do the mitzvah because you can't do the first part. So therefore they'll say, well, you still do the mitzvah, right?
No, so the point is that chopping wood is never a mitzvah. And when the Torah speaks about chopping wood, it means voluntary. Even if you're chopping wood for the sukkah, and even if you're chopping wood for the mizbeah, it's never a mitzvah.
I was just wondering, maybe that was true of the actually put the dot on the structure, maybe then.
Oh, exactly. So look at Rashi. This is the famous Rashi in Matz. That's a Chesam. I mean, the whole world speaks about this Rashi. I mean, anyone you speak to would call him a Rashi. You know, I mean, he's someone on the surface to say, what do you think about Rashi? That's how you start a conversation. What about Rashi? That's the Chesam. That's the first thing you should say. What does Rashi say? Rashi says, "Hashanami, kibo moso chatuve ein hachatova mitzvah." The cutting is not a mitzvah. Ella asiyas asuk. You say the chopping of the wood is not a mitzvah, but what is? Yeah, asiyas asuk. So comes the nitziv says from this Rashi. I bring support to the Shultz. I mean, Shultz was before Rashi, but this notion of a being that building the sukkah is a mitzvah that seems what the Shultz is saying has support from this notion from this Rashi. Just like the Shultz says, it's a mitzvah of Meba and it's Alava. So too, saying the cutting of the wood is not a mitzvah. Why do you have to add that in? Yes, so. He's saying, like Rabbi Avraham, cutting the wood is not part of the making of the sukkah that isn't it. Or at least it's a hechsher mitzvah. Something special. Interesting around the open, no? Right.
So the next step.
Right. But he's saying, but I mean, none of the book would have said the chopping was a mitzvah. So the seed is not a mitzvah. It's told Rashi doesn't say that.
Ativa is not a mitzvah, but what? The Betzia is.
So comes the Shiltas. Comes the Shiltas. One second. Back to the Shiltas. Look on page 7. Second arrow. Arrow number 2. Perish Rashi, Kilomat the Chatuv and a Chativa Mitzvah, a Fiat Sukkah, prayed the Machalik Rashi ben Chativa's Eitim Laguf Maita Sukkah. Rashi's Machalik between the chopping of the wood and the Fiat Sukkah. The Guf Maita Sukkah Vade Machav Mitzvah. Tafil Matza also in Mitzvah Shayasa Ba'atzma. We'll see, Mishum Mitzvah Yosha Mishlucho. Masha Eke Chativa's Eitim, Kimatu Chatuv Vade Eno Mitzvah. In other words, Rashi's saying is, if the wood is chopped already, there's no mitzvah that you should chop more wood. If the wood's chopped already, don't be a fool. But by a sukkah, there's a mitzvah that you should make the sukkah. Even what's this idea? Give me a second. So the Netziv's Yisod is like this. There's a mitzvah to sit in the sukkah. But there's a mitzvah to make a sukkah too, like we saw in Rashi and the Shultas. But what's that Hagdara? There's a mitzvah to make a sukkah too. He says, since the Torah says, Chag HaSukkos Taseh Lecha, that's the pasuk of making the sukkah. But that's really not the mitzvah. It's a heksha mitzvah. But it's a heksha mitzvah, haksuva b'Torah. So what's the big deal of Heksha Mitzvah Kuzuva Torah? So look on page 6 now, on the left side. Venire, Yesh Mikol Mokom Nafkimina B'din Hachon HaKesuva B'Torah Lein HaKesuva Torah. Whereas what difference does it make? If a Hachon Heksha Mitzvah is Kesuva B'Torah or not Kesuva B'Torah? Bottom line is, I have to do the Heksha Mitzvah to get to the Mitzvah. So who cares whether the Torah said it or didn't? If the Torah didn't say it, I would have figured it out on my own, right? If the Torah wouldn't have said to make a sukkah, I would have figured out. If the Torah says I have to sit in the sukkah, so obviously I have to make a sukkah. So why did the Torah... But the Torah didn't say by Dalminim. So why did the Torah say once some hachonis, some hechshamitzes it says, and some hechshamitzes says it doesn't say? V'nira d'yesh mikol mokom nafkimini b'din bein echorim b'ksuva Torah le'en ksuva Torah v'yadua klal mitzvah bo yosa mi b'shlucho. There is a klal of mitzvah bo yosem b'shlucho. So says the Netziv, lo beguf mitzvah sesei belvad, whereas that din is not only by the mitzvah itself, el afilu b'hachana de mitzvah. In other words, not only is it said by the mitzvah itself that I have like kedushin. Maybe according to Rambam, kedushin is a mitzvah. So that's a mitzvah itself. So I have to do it myself. But says the Netziv, even by Hachana, Kedisa Perek, Nez Vachana de Shabbos. She'en al Hachana le Mitzvah Zonek Shabbos. Vachum Vatsin Birushalmi. Hazo Levet Chunya. Hainu Mishum Mishmartim Es HaMatzos. The Mitzvah Lirah Sheyu Mishumorim Karoy. Afal Gav De'en al Hachana Lachiyas Matzah Mishumars. It says, Shmartim Es HaMatzos. So that's not the mitzvah. The mitzvah is eating the matzah. But here also, the Torah what says, Dachon of the mitzvah. So says in the Tziv, skip a little bit to page 7. In the second line, first arrow, the nearest. The mitzvah bo yosem yivishlucho de ba'achona eino el ba'achona hamufureshes ba'Torah. So that's the Netziv's big thing. Since there is a concept of mitzvah bo yosem yivishlucho, so avada on the mitzvah itself. If the mitzvah, so you should do it. You shouldn't appoint the shliach. The mitzvah itself. But what about achona shel mitzvah? Do you have to do that also yourself? So says the Netziv, it depends. If it's achona ksuva b'Torah, then there's an inyan that you should do it yourself. If the achona is not ksuva b'Torah, then there's no inyan that you have to do it yourself. The mitzvah, avadi, you should do it yourself. Mitzvah bo yosu mishlucho. What about the hachana? The hachana, it depends. If it's ksuba b'torah, then you do it yourself. Preferably. It's not not. So like Shabbos. The etzem mitzvah is the onik Shabbos. But since we have a pasuk that says, v'hechinu es asher yaviyu, hachana the order, or matzah, it says shmartem es hamatzos, he says, ah, and how do I know this? Says in the sif from that Rashi and Makas. Because that, what does that Rashi and Makas tell me? Amati hachi mi perish Rashi. First word of the line is mi perish Rashi Makas. How does not Hashem yavo esreel bayar? So what does Rashi say there? That chopping is not right a mitzvah. But the asiya is maybe building. How did Rashi know that there's a difference between chopping and the wood for the sukkah and building the sukkah? So you know how he knew? It says in the tziv, based on my yisod, because building the sukkah is a pasuk for that. So therefore, you should always try to do it. Even if it's done, you try to do it yourself. Even if you have a sukkah made, you should do something making the sukkah yourself. But by what? But by chopping wood. There's no pasuk of chopping wood for the sukkah. Here we have the pasuk about building the sukkah. Chaka sukkos tasalach. Build the sukkah. Ba'os lecha migar lecha migvecha. So memela, building the sukkah is a hechsher mitzvah ksuba b'torah. So therefore there's an inyan that I should do it. Chopping, there's no inyan I should do it. If it's chopped already, it's just as good. So the Nesiv has more nafkiminas. In other words, this is one. In other words, the Nesiv wants to know what difference does it make heksher mitzvah ksuba Torah, not ksuba Torah. So one of the nafkiminas is heksher mitzvah ksuba Torah. You say mitzvah bo yosemi bishlucho. Heksher mitzvah she'ainu ksuba Torah. Someone else could do it just as good as I. I don't have to make sure to do it myself. So the chopping of the wood is heksher mitzvah she'ainu ksuba Torah. So then, if I need wood for my sukkah, I can appoint some and you go out. I give you a couple of dollars, you go out and chop wood. To build a sukkah, you should do it yourself. If you can. And I think elsewhere in this piece, he writes also, that you say also for mitzvah part of a mitzvah by heksher mitzvah ksuba b'torah. I think he writes it someplace. Right, so theoretically if the schach dropped on somebody while he was putting it up, that would be it wouldn't be a chiv galus. Right. Right. Well, you don't have to have your own sukkah, that's true. Right. I guess if you're gonna. Right. Right. What you're saying is that since you don't necessarily have to have your own sukkah b'chlal, so. But there's still an inyan to be osek in building the sukkah. Maybe even if it's not your own, maybe it's a communal sukkah. Still, there's a. I wanted a taina that maybe it could be. That maybe the Heksher Mitzvah Ksuba Torah is only going on putting on the schach. Because the pasuk of Chagas Sukkos Tatzal Lecha, the Osbucha Migranacha Migvech is technically speaking about putting on the schach. That's what I used to do. My father used to put up the walls, I put up the schach. See, it's going to make a deal. Yeah, no.
That
also the yeah. So the Netziv teaches us this new Hagdara of Hechsher Mitzvah Ksuv V'Torah. Because that's the question. When do we say that there's an inyan that you should do it yourself? So based on this, what we're saying is, if you can get someone to buy your lulav and esrog, that's just as good as you going out yourself. But to build a sukkah, that's a Hechsher Mitzvah Ksuva Torah, that try to do yourself, if you can. Yeah. No, it's a Hechsher Mitzvah. No, so what he's saying is, like, the fact that it's written in the Torah gives it a certain status, that it gives it a certain Hashivas, that you should do it yourself. Not necessarily. I don't know if the Nesiv means to say that it's a mitzvah vis-a-vis that you'd say probably only for mitzvah, potter min a mitzvah.
If someone builds a certain status,
probably not. Yeah, but it's a mitzvah before Hechsher Mitzvah. It's a mitzvah. In other words, normally the mitzvah is the end all. It's Sheikh Lula finished. But this mitzvah is a mitzvah to lead up to another mitzvah. Right, if you're perfect for Shabbos, then you don't need it. So far, you're home Shabbos. Right, so far, if you cook food on Shabbos, and then you didn't eat it, so what did you do? Oh, if you cook, there's somebody. Yeah. So let's see, Rav Osai, how these halachas are brought to Shulchan Aruch. Because in our Gemara, we only have the concept of mitzvah bo yosem b'shlucho by kiddushin and by hachana l'shabbos, right? So the Netziv would say, well, these two things are either a mitzvah or a hechsher mitzvah haksuva b'torah, right? So that's why those examples given in the Gemara are dafka examples of either a hechsher mitzvah a ksuva Torah or a mitzvah itself. Pasuk says Vechino es asher yaviu. The Shulchan Aruch here on page 9, Siman Lamed Hey. Ish yachol lasa shliach lekadosh lo isha, bein isha stam bein isha plonis. Right? In other words, you can make a shliach to just say, go get me a wife, anyone you want, get me somebody, or a specific woman, and you can do it all your shliach. The omel shliach arei mukdash patloni. Kolash lekatcha ba'atzmo, so also lekatcha de shliach, because elm came makira shem achakim tzabon tzavim magunus kaiol. Even though you know her, so it's not a question of that you're gonna not like what she looks like, but still mitzvah, but it's still a mitzvah to do it yourself because of the din of mitzvah bo yosem b'shlucho. So the Pischei Tshuva here quotes Mr. Shikshen Masvo, Ayin the Sefer Yad HaMelech. He quotes the Sefer Yad HaMelech. Perek Lamed, Tilcha Shabbos. Shia Lama lo matzidu b'had mitzvah yom shizlocha lam shnei mitzvah. How come we only find the Gemara speaking about it by these two mitzvahs? What about, say, Hafrosh's Truma? So I can be Mafrish Truma, I get a Shliach. So how come the Gemara... So Pashas is an Ekonami, by Hafrosh's Truma also. In other words, Pashas is, just because the Gemara gave these two examples, doesn't mean that those are the only two cases. Right? But he wants to say, no, maybe it's only these two cases. Rak b'shtei mitzvahs, v'kedusha isha u'v'achanas kibud Shabbos. V'lo b'shum, and not on any Rash opinion next page, v'lo b'shum, on the side, page 10, shari mitzvahs gom ha'shavas gezel, l'siyas maki. Say about other mitzvahs, like returning a gzela. So is it a halach, I have to go myself? I'm going to pour the shliach, making a maki, making a wall on my roof. I have to do it myself, or can I pour the shliach? Panochu, mezuzah, kadoma, ain't shun. Because of time, nochel lechalik b'zeh. In other words, he says that the Yad Melech gives a reason why it doesn't apply to those things. It only applies to Kedushin and Shabbos. And we'll see in a second, we have the Xerox of the Yad HaMelech, so we'll see what he says. But whatever he says, the Pesach Shuv says he's wrong. Ain't Ram Nechonim. Yishtamut Yidivei Mogen Avram. Because the Magen Avraham writes the Feirish that applies to all mitzvahs. That even though the Gemara only is speaking about these two mitzvahs, it applies to all mitzvahs. So what does the Yad HaMelech say? The Yad HaMelech says only Shabbos and what? And Kiddushin. Before we see the Yad HaMelech, we should take a look in the famous Lashon HaRambam on page 11. Pesach Tshuva quotes the Sefer Yad HaMelech and says the Did of Mitzvah Bo Yosef Mibishlucho is only by Kedushin and Shabbos. And he says he's wrong because he's against the Magen Avraham. So we have to see what the Svar of the Yad HaMelech is and where the Magen Avraham says what he says. But before we see that, we should look in the Rambam in Hilcha Shabbos when he quotes this halacha of Mitzvah Bo Yosef Mibishlucho. The Rambam writes in Perek Lamed, Halacha Vav, Afal pi sheya adam choshev biyoser, even though a person, he's a very choshev person, mein dako likach dvar men hashuk. And this person doesn't usually go to the market, it's not his honor to go to the shuk. Bolos hasek b'malachas shebabayis, and he doesn't do malachas in the house, but because it's not l'fi kvodo, b'chai losas dvarim sheim l'tzorach Shabbos, b'gufo, shezeu kvodo. Whereas he should still be making the Shabbos himself, even though normally he wouldn't, you know, it's not lefi kvodo to do certain things. He's the prince, he's the whatever, he's the king, whatever. But it's, no one can say that toiling for Shabbos is not covered for me, because tzorach Shabbos is covered for him, for anybody. So even though you're the king, and you normally, the kings don't mop the floors or something like that, but for Shabbos, anyone can do it. Anyone should do it. No one can say it's low fi kvodo, because that is your covenant. Chachamim Rishonim, mehem mishayim afatzel la'etzim levashol behem. We see from the Chachamim Rishonim, the Rambam's quoting on Gemara, that they would chop the trees, mehem mishayim avashol, some of them would cook, or some of them would salt the meat, or go do psilos and malignerus. That no one could say that it's beneath them for okay. Now, what's the Yad HaMelech Svara? Why does he want to say that it's only Shabbos and Kedushin? So who was the Yad HaMelech? He was the grandson of the Nodav Yehuda. Not there. No, the Yehuda's name was Landau. You have to ask Phil Gross. You know, Phil Gross, he's a descendant of the Nodav Yehuda. So this sefer is a perish on the Rambam. So he writes on page 31. The first column, the Yunach, he says, Hinei Avodos Ha'el Huvu Perkov Kisvei Uvdos Ha'el, these stories Parshenu the Kedusha Amru B'Kedusha Yishu Mitzvah Yoshi L'Shmukov Evi Raya Mikov Shabbos Rabbeinu Ha'el Kavonim Yuchel Shaskol Voshon Halach Zul Haros Lanu Shani Zer Mitzvah Kibu Shabbos Mikol Shara Mitzvah Kol Shara Mitzvah Eina Inyan Mitzvah Rach B'Kiyuma Aber Mitzvah Kibu Shabbos Vada Mitzvah Shabbika Kibu Ramachal Vlishta Vtsus Tekiyah Shabbos Mitzvah Sefer Zakiyah There's a special mitzvah, not only to eat on Shabbos, but to prepare is a special mitzvah. He says, "V'yunach b'zeh ha'ora atzuma sheyesh l'hoyer." The lama lo matzino had the mitzvah yosli shlucha b'shum shar mitzvahs. The only time we find in all of Shas this concept of mitzvah yosem shlucha only by Shabbos and Kedushin. Why? So the Piskei Tshuva says he's wrong. Even though we only find it in Shas, that doesn't mean that it doesn't apply to anything else. And he says, the Magen Avraham says not like that, so we'll see shortly. But he wants to say, we only find in Shas the Gabi this, maybe it's only the Gabi these two mitzvahs. So what's so special about Shabbos and Kedushin? Lama lo nema, why don't we find it, Hashavas Gezel, Asiyas Makeh, right? Right, we saw this already quoted in the Piskei Tshuva, but the Piskei Tshuva never told us what he said. What was his word? Ulam lefima shbiyadi ishvar lechal glomer chol mitzvah sheyefshar liyos chiyuma rak b'achetetz o b'amomon shol abaylam azay b'mitzvahs ke'ele ain k'peid the b'inim nasa mitzvah al-idei baylam atzo al-idei shluchem shubtuchom ofa chol par mikar mitzvah nasa shol baylam shluchem shol om k'mosu in other words, a mitzvah that has to be done with your property. Say truma has to be your food, right? Challah, it has to be your food. So anything that has to be your from your stuff, then you can get a shliach to do it. Since the bottom line is it was done with your stuff, so you have to have a shaychus to the mitzvah. So if it has to be done through your stuff, your property, there's no halacha that you have to be the one who actually physically takes the dough. The chalasim. Masha'en kei mitzvah tachanus kibbut Shabbos, mitzvah kedusha eisha, shtei eloheim nasim al dei shliach, avdigam behem mahani gufa asiyah, yosem imena toelz bulos, akilu osa osa bayil masmah, shum in toelz etzem hashlichus, en chil klal bazer, the shluchu shalom kumoso, bein mitzvah lemitzvah, chozos, in tzchar mitzvah, וחוב עשיוס לחתחיל המצווה בי בי אלם בעצמו יוסם ושלוחם שום שתי אלה אם אין הם נעשים על ידי שליח אין למשליח שום חלק ואחריזה ועשיוס המצווה כלל see the word is like this if I'm going to appoint a שליח for truma it's still going to be my produce that's being taken so therefore there's no mitzvah that I have to get involved because by the fact that it's my property anyway I'm involved. The only time it's an Indian that you have to get involved yourself is where if we would allow a shliach, then you would have no involvement whatsoever. Say, for example, cooking for Shabbos. So there's no, it doesn't have to be my food. It can be someone else's food. So if someone else is going to cook for Shabbos and I'm not going to be involved, then I totally didn't have any involvement in the preparation. Hame from the perspective of the cooking and hame from the perspective of the food. So therefore, but the Torah always wants that you should have involvement on the lechatchila level. So if I'm involved anyway because it's my property, like in Truma, so then I lechatchila can appoint the shliach. But if it's something like Chachana l'Shabbos, which if I don't do physically myself, then I'm not going to be involved at all because it doesn't necessarily have to be my food. Or Kedusha Isha, even though we know that when you get married, you have to buy a ring with your own money, and it's your ring, but technically speaking, that someone else could give the ring on your behalf. Even though we don't do that, Bizman Azer. But technically speaking, someone else could give the ring and say, I want this ring to be on his behalf. So therefore, since it doesn't have to be your money, and if someone else does it, then you completely didn't do anything. So So Memela, the Torah didn't like that. And therefore they said, Mitzvah Bo Yosem Bishlukum. The Kedusha Isha, the Kesef, Ein Kepeda, she had Kesef HaKedusha Shalom Kadosh Dafta. Gam Isha Acher, she had Nosen Kesef Kedusha Lisha Vamala, his Kachi Laplon Hare Mekudesh Vedin Eve Kanani. Chaim Yemela, Heichid HaKesef Kedusha Naya Shalom Kadosh Basra, Ein Kesef Kedusha Shum Chelak, Un Gil Guva Mitzvah. But the Kedusha Isha Bishtar, Ein On Svichim Shum Shiva Yidam Klal. Kmosh Shanin, Kostel On Nier, etc. Kvokim b'mitzvah sachana ki b'shabbos. Kvokim b'tircha sachana nechshev z'l mitzvah ne'atzvo. Kvokim b'nasa achana hazulah al gdei shliach. Av t'guf ke kibosh al hanos at suda. Borg b'asma ma'achol mishra yinikach ha'kol b'mosa b'shalech. Hare b'emes yesh lo shalech helos b'guf ha'mitzvah shal ha'oneg. V'l mitzvah torach achana. The mitzvah zu einin yonan nogei al moment. Rak yinu tell us al gufa shal olam atzmo. Nesa al gdei shliach lo yitzur shaklau. Shi yab lo shalech ezechelak b'asiyas mitzvah zu. In other words, the mitzvah of Achana b'Shabbos is a separate mitzvah on its own. Maybe al kibbutz Shabbos or whatever. So if you're going to do it on the shliach, you totally... In other words, the word of mitzvah bo yoshem shlucho is the Torah wanted that we should always be involved in some way. So by truma, even if I don't mafrish myself, I appoint the shliach, I'm still involved because it's my produce that's being taken. So therefore, there's no halacha that you have to do it yourself. But she'en king Shabbos and Kedushin, if I don't do the actual hachana for Shabbos or the giving of the ring myself, and have someone else do it, then theoretically, I'll be totally not involved. Because my Kedushin, so if it's my ring, fine. But technically speaking, it can be even someone else's ring that you're giving on behalf of the chassan. So then, since technically it can happen like that, so then I'm totally out of the picture. I'm totally out of the picture. And also in the case of what? Of Hachana L'Shabbos. Because Hachana L'Shabbos is the actual physical preparation. So if I don't do it, that means I did no Hachana for Shabbos. I totally lost out on that inyan. It's not like Truma, where if I wasn't Mafrish, but it still was Hufar for my produce. So it was still connected to me. So that's what the Yad HaMelech says. You only say it by Shabbos B'Kedushin, because Shabbos B'Kedushin, if you would allow Shlichus, you would totally not be involved at all. So to that, the Piskei Tshuva says he's wrong. One second. And let's look just one second to the Magen Avraham on page 14. Remember, Magen Avraham and this halacha of Achanu Shabbos from Sifkat and Beis. Lachim Ba'asmo, Uadin B'chol Mitzvos. Mitzvah bo yosem b'shulko. See, the Magen Avraham says, Hu adin b'chol mitzvah. So he says, whatever the Nodi Yehuda's grandson wanted to say, it's all nice and dandy, but it's wrong. Pashas is wrong. Just because the Gemara had it. Pashas is, it's always. Always an Indian. By Trum also. By anything. Always a mitzvah. Mitzvah meaning it's preferable that you do it yourself. He said, the Gemara, we only find it by Shabbos Kedusha, but that doesn't mean that by Truma we don't say that. Yad HaMelech assumed by Truma and Hanami, it's just as good as getting someone else, because anyway it's your approach. So the Pisei Truma would say, the Magen Avraham would say, no, but still, the Maisach Prash is also a mitzvah. So therefore, it's better that you should do it yourself. That's the Pashup Shan. Pashup Shan is by all mitzvahs. Not only by what? Like Shabbos and Kedusha. Yad HaMelech says like that, only Shabbos and Kedusha. And the Nesiv also had this thing, only by Hachshav 8. He was saying, the Nesiv also agreed that it's all mitzvahs, but he said, by things that are not really mitzvahs, it's only if it's Hachshav mitzvah super tar. So the Nesiv would distinguish between buying a lulav and making a sukkah. And buying a lulav is a Hachshav mitzvah which ain't a super tar. And making a lulav.
I think more about the Magen Avraham than that, because according to the Yad HaMelech, if I have to prepare my Shabbos food, then so I tell Shabbos food is my food. I was just preparing. Same thing as he's saying by Hafar
Shabbos. Right, but you're saying, no, because he's saying that the eating of the food and the preparation are two separate, you view that as two separate businesses.
That's this one, it's my food, but I have your parents.
Right.
Yeah,
but there's no meaning of your food being prepared.
So
the meaning is the sweat.
So that's
eat your food when the truma is being cooked. The fact that your food is being cooked is only a mitzvah because you're sweating to cook it. You're eating it separately.
Something to think about. And yeah. So they can according to Yad HaMelech, no. He writes the parish not that way. Because this is a what you have to the mitzvah is your toil of the mitzvah. Take a look, Rebbe, on page 15 in the Shari Tshuva. The Shari Tshuva quotes from the Arizal. Listen to this Arizal, Rebbe. I am behaved b'shem kavonis Arizal. Hazeya sh'odam maziyah v'tzorche Shabbos. The sweat that you sweat on Friday for Shabbos. Just like when a person cries during davening, that's a special skula that his sins will be forgiven. If you sweat on Friday, when you're preparing for Shabbos, those sweat is like tears. And chaper avonos. Wow. Let me ask you a question. There is a famous Gemara, which I didn't zero to you, which I should have. The Gemara in Brachas. The Gemara in Brachas says, Pasuk says, Lo sukha l'salim, that if you see an aveda, you can't look away. You can't say, oh, I didn't see. If you saw it, you have to return it. Then we have another pasuk lot, Tisalamta behem, that seems to say you can turn away. So what does the Gemara say? What? You're a Kohen and it's in the cemetery, the aveda, so then you don't have to return it. Then, and the Gemara says, Zokain, the ain ulfi kvodo. If you're an older man and it's not ulfi kvodo, to say you have some, you find, what? If you find something that it'll be disrespectful for an old man carrying around, he finds a bike in the street. So it'll be disrespectful that he's having a bike, so then he could look away. Okay? So the question is, so how come Chavis Yoyer Estakasha? So how come we say, like the Rambam says, I cover Shabbos, even somebody that's not Mufik Vodo, right? But Hachana L'Shabbos is covered for everybody. For you to, even if you're the king, for you to do for Shabbos, that's covered for everybody to do. Okay? Why? So why don't you say the same thing? It's covered for everybody to do the mitzvah of Hashabbos Aveda. But just like we have an exemption from Hashabbos Aveda, if it's not, you know, mechubit for you, so why don't you say the same exemption for Hachana L'Shabbos? And you get someone else to do it. What? The Chavis Yair. On page 16, quoted in the Prima Gaon. You hear the kasha? So what would you say, without looking, what would you say is the parents? Yeah, yes?
In the first case, it's your kava versus someone else's kava. It's another person, right? It's like relative. But in the second case, it's your kava versus kava Shabbos, so it's like your kava. It doesn't mean that much. So you can put aside your own kava for kava Shabbos, which is a much greater kava.
I would have thought maybe you could say the opposite. Whereas if it's someone else's property, so I can't say, you know, someone else is going to lose out. Maybe I shouldn't say my kava should... you know, his properties, I should forego my covenant. Maybe for Shabbos, maybe I could, you know, I don't know, maybe I could have borrowed, I don't know. Yeah. But here we're saying it's a chiyah for him in Shabbos. So, But we don't say that you have a right to say that I'm not going to do it. So take a look in the Prima Gaon on page 16 in the Mishmat Zohar. How would the Chachamim make go on their own covet? Right? I thought covet abrios exempts from doing a mitzvah, just like he exempts from returning the Aveda. So he says, that's only the osik b'mitzvah nikar she'osik came the kavod Hashem yisparach. Because somebody's going to see you sweeping the floor on Friday, is going to know that you're doing it for kavod Shabbos. So therefore we say, you should do it. Don't worry about your kavod. But in the other case, where you're taking a bicycle in the street, so no one's going to know that you're doing it for Shabbos Aveda purposes. So then we say that since it's not known to people, then we say you could be makpid on your own covenant and not return, and not pick it up. But on Shabbos, everyone sees you doing it on Friday. They know that you're doing it for covenant Shabbos. Then the Shulchan Aruch HaRav on page 17 discusses this also. So he wants to know this halacha of Kavod Shabbos that the Amoraim were involved, is that a nice thing or is that a chov? Is that a nice thing or is that a chov? Right, what's the status? Nice thing or a chov? So look in the Kuntres Achron on the bottom of the Shulchan Aruch HaRav. Ayin Bereish Perek Bey. See, what does the Shulchan Aruch HaRav himself say in the Guf HaSefer? Look in Halacha Dalet first. You see Halacha Dalet? I didn't put an arrow there, but look there anyway. Afil mishi yeshlo kama avadim. Even if you have many avadim, yeshlo lishtadel lahachim ba'atzmo tzarchet Shabbos. You should still do it yourself. Shehenu b'chol mitzvos b'mitzvot yosef b'shlucho. Afil mishi avadim choshev b'yosef. Even if you're a very choshev person, ein dako likach dvar min hashuk, and you usually don't go to the store. Lo sachas melachos shabbayit. You usually don't mop the floors. Chayev lishtadel v'asa shum davar mitzorchi Shabbos ba'atzmo. Says Kvod Shal Shabbos. Because there's a chiyev. It's not a chiyev that you do everything. You have to do something. You should do something. Chayev lishtadel v'asa shum davar. No, there's something. Because either you should be the one to clean up this or do that, you know, do something with covered Shabbos. But it's mashma that it's a chiyuv, and it's a chiyuv. Okay, Rabbi Sai, we have Rabbi Einstatter, who comes every year, says it's a chiyuv. So the kutcher's akron, yes, but it's mashma in the Gemara, that's not a chiyuv. It's not misvayos mishlucho, and the Gemara is just mashma, it's a nice thing, right? So that's what he asks to the bottom. I ain't very prepared based on the Kedushin. We got a Kedushin Isha, Mitzvah Yosef Yisrucham, we had the Rav and Rav Safra, Mashman, the Lake of Chiyuv of Mimilcha. Al Yisru Mitzvah Balma, do me the Kedushin Isha. This is what Alma Shkat of Rav. Most Kira had the Rav and Rav Safra Kal. So he says, it must be that you learn it out from the fact that these are Marayim with Mizaldal of themselves to do these things every Friday, so it must be a chiyuv. If it wouldn't be a chiyuv, they wouldn't be mezalzel on them. Shabbos was on the scene, I'll show you Mizuyus on the way. Ramza, Zayin and Echshav, the Mitzvah of Sneyatzma. See, Shabbos is different from everything else. Shabbos, they have extra chiyuv covered. They used to call Shabbos Kala, Malkasa. And Kovet Shabbos is Mitzvah Sneh Atzma. Aber the Shabbos Mitzvah is Lon Nustavinu. Yom Zeh Eino Nechshav Mitzvah Sneh Atzma. Well, the Chol Mishit Harosim Nosso V'Goris V'Yimav V'Leilav Tani Mara, yes, a long time called you from the Zuzu, this is the Yosef Shlucho. So he also was part of the Torah, so that's this one. So normally, the halacha is, if you're learning Torah, and the mitzvah can be done by somebody else, then you're not supposed to stop learning. So why did all these Amoraim stop learning and cook the fish and stuff like that? Every Shabbos, every Friday they would do this. So it must be that it's a Chovas Haguf. That you have to physically do it yourself. Kavod Shabbos. But since it's a din Kavod Shabbos, all you have to do is one thing with Kavod Shabbos. That's why one of them, his chore was to salt the fish, and his chore was to cook this. And one thing. That's what he's saying. The taka covered Shabbos, it's a taka chol. But for one, and even somebody who's terasul nosa, who's really not allowed to normally stop his learning. But here, this is a mitzvah begufo, that you have to do it yourself. The Bir Halacha on page 18 also speaks about this, and he quotes the Rambam, says Chayim. And then he speaks about the Chavos Yair's Kasha. Chavos Yair's Kasha is that how would the Chachamim mezalzel in their kovod? Don't we say that kovod abrius exempts you from Hashavas Aveda and all mitzvahs? So he says, he quotes the Prima Gadim that we just saw, that it depends whether it's Nikr or not. Right? If it's Nikr that you're doing a mitzvah, then Taka, your kavod is not Ocha. So if you're putting up a Makkah, so even though it's not, so putting up a Makkah also, everyone knows, why else are you making a thing on your roof? They know that's a Makkah. But if you're just carrying around an Aveda, they're not going to know. So that's the Bir Halacha, it's quoting the Teretz of the Prima Gadim. Then take a look at the Rosh in Pesachim on page 19. So the Rosh says, "Ubali meisiv chasidim atmimi machmirim ma'atzmam kigaonim ha-machmirim v'loshin v'ofim ba'atzmam kehid amirim ha-darkash alani humasig v'ishto ofer." is there an Indian to bake your own matzahs based on this idea? So the Rosh Pesachim quotes that the Bali Maisa and the Hasidim were machmir to make their own matzahs. But he doesn't say the svara of mitzvah bo yosem yishlucho. He says because of the Gemara Madarko shel ani hu masik vishta ofer, which is the Gemara in Pesachim. Take a look on page 21, where the Gemara says from the lashon of lechem oni on the bottom. Davar acher lechem oni oniksiv ma oni shadarko beprusa kan darko beprusa. In other words, poor man's bread, so you eat the prusa. Davar acher, mar darko shel oni hu masik vishto ofe. That an oni, you know, they don't get it ready cooked, ready baked from the bakery. They have to do it themselves. That's part of the lechem oni, that you and your wife coordinate to one of them heats the fire and one of them puts it in, etc. So by matzah, there's another inyan of doing it yourself. Besides the inyan of a lot of mitzvah bo yosem v'shlucho is a kiyum lechem oni, and that's the Torah. Page 20 says bali ma'aser v'chasidim machmir malatzum yonim machmir loshim ba'atzum ofin gadidam rinam madakus oni hu matik vishna ofa lachem mitzvah al kol odim l'shtadol basiyas ha'matzos ofi yosem hein hei enoe yodoni ovi harosha hayem l'shtadol lehem la'omid al siyosem mzarez oskim hem hem seyer b'ari chosom. But l'chore this special Indian, in other words, is it midin mitzvah bo yosem yishlucho? So maybe according to the Siv speaks about this, that heksha mitzvah ksuba b'Torah. So it says shmartim. He quotes that himself in the Siv. But the Rishonim don't work with that. So it's mashma from these Rishonim that it would, you midin mitzvah bo yosem yishlucho, you wouldn't say by the fiyasa matzah, because maybe you only say it by the mitzvah. Kovet Shabbos is the mitzvah of itself. And this is not a mitzvah. Maybe you don't say it by any hachana. Maybe you only say it by the mitzvah, all mitzvahs, that has to be the mitzvah itself. Like something you'd make a bracha on is the mitzvah itself. So anything that you make a bracha on is the mitzvah itself. So baking a matzah is not the mitzvah itself. Whereas Pashup Shad is not like the Nitziv. The Nitziv has this thing of Hechsha Mitzvah Ksuba B'Torah, has a special status. You say mitzvah boyos and mishlucho. Could be not. Maybe the Pashad is that only on mitzvahs you say mitzvah bo yosem yishlucho. What's a mitzvah? Something you make a bracha on. There's a raya that it's a mitzvah. So therefore, baking matzah, you don't make a bracha on. So it doesn't meet that standard. So what's the inyan that the Hasidim Rishonim, they bake their own matzahs? That's a separate halacha, not a din of mitzvah bo yosem yishlucho, but a din of what? Of lechem oni, that the Gemara says in Pesachim, lechem oni is ishto hu masik v'ishto ofer. And this is quoted in Shulchan Aruch. Harosha Yemishtadel B'matzis Mitzvah V'omen Al Siyosim Zarez Oskim V'sayim B'chiyosim K'hiroi Kol Adam L'Tafel U'ba Atzlo B'mitzvah. However, the Magen Avraham says not like me. The Magen Avraham, who's the one who says by all mitzvahs, says all hachonis also. That means Reish Parabes the Kedushin Mitzvah Yosim Yishlucho. It's interesting. The Magen Avraham, I wouldn't have said that. The Chor of this Magen Avraham is a chiddush to say that, because the Rishonim don't say the midin mitzvah bo yosem yishlucho. They say because of the drashim sachim of lechem oni. The last point that you can look on your own tomorrow is the drasha from Rav Shlomo Kluger, and Rav Shlomo Kluger, he says that like what the Yad HaMelech wanted to say, that it's only by Shabbos and by Kiddushin. And this, thanks to Ari Feldman, that I got this volume of the Dr. Weber pointed out to me once. But Ari Feldman procured the sefer, and it's a drasha, so it's drush. He says, why is it only Shabbos and Kiddushin? Because with all the mitzvahs that we got in the Torah, we got from Moshe Rabbeinu. We got the mitzvahs through the Shliach, so we get a message to take the Shliach. Hashem gave you the Shliach to make sure. But Kiddushin, that we got before Mount Torah, right? That was given already before, so it wasn't from Moshe Rabbeinu. And the mitzvah of Shabbos also, how do we know about Shabbos firstly? We saw the mud double, and on Friday we saw it ourselves. So it's like God told it to us directly through the month. So he told us directly, so then we have to do it directly ourselves. And the Kiddushin also, Purim before Mount Torah.
So Hashem tells us directly,
so we do it directly.
That's true.
Yeah,
no, that is different svara, because these two mitzvahs, if you're not going to do it yourself, then you're totally mukta, but then there's Shlomo Kluger of Derech HaDrash. And the Nesid has this thing of Hashem mitzvah Tzuma Torah, and that's why he explains the Tzukim, and based on the Rashi and Makkos, that says that even though the cutting is not a mitzvah, but making the sukkah itself is a mitzvah, and it sits as learning the mitzvah, it means it's hechsher mitzvah, tzuvah, a Torah, which I think is a bit of a hitch. I would say not like the sin. I would say that, you know, that it's by all mitzvahs, and maybe only by mitzvahs. The second mother of Rome, I'm not so sure about. I'm not so sure. You gotta look into that second mother of Rome. Because the Rishonim don't say what he said. The Rishonim say all flatimony. The reason of the rush that was masked the big mountain and stuff. And when we saw the Shemot sweat on our Shabbos like tears. You get the parts of Onus. Okay.